Yes, it went fairly well, actually. We managed to extract a great deal. The patient? A little too much sedative, I think. We'll run the experiment again once they regain consciousness.
Doctor, the patient seems to be coming around.
Oh, good. Oh, good to hear. Perfect timing, actually. Welcome back. Well, that was quite some experience, wouldn't you say? Ah, of course, the amnesia. I'm sure it will wear off soon. I'll let you come around for a bit. Just relax and settle there for a moment for me. I'll fill you in with the details. Can you just try and focus on me for a while? I know your head may be swimming slightly, but that's okay. Just relax and settle there for me. Just keeping your focus on me whilst the sedative clears from your system. I suppose I'd better reintroduce myself. My name is Dr. Jarl Fox, and I'm the lead researcher at this facility. And over here, Dr. Semis, our talented anesthesiologist and technical lead.
Hello again.
We are conducting research on focused sleep and the chemicals your brain secretes during your more exciting dreams. Don't worry about the intravenous lines. Those tubes in your arm just make it easier for us to provide you with the sedation and the anesthetic required in our experiment. You may feel a little sleepy and woozy, as there's still a little anesthetic left in your system. Just relax and let that wash over you, just like you had a nice glass of wine and are feeling the slowing down of your thoughts. The relaxing calm that comes with a glass of a good vintage. Can you feel that? Good. You're doing so well. Can I ask, do you remember coming in here, signing the waiver? No? Well, I can confirm this is all very much above board, and you are being paid a handsome figure for your time. Dr. Samis, can you please present our patient with the signed documentation?
Here it is. All signed, all boxes checked.
Thank you. There, you see, all agreed. You've been here a while now, but we only need to run the experiment a few more times whilst you lay back there and rest. I promise you it will feel amazing. We are only here for your pleasure, after all, and for the furtherment of the experiment, of course. You are here in our brand new specialist research facility. It's very new and shiny, isn't it? The white walls, the beds, and the noises of our advanced monitoring equipment. But notice how dim the lights are, because we really want you to feel like you could just drop and fall asleep at any time. How does your body feel? Do you notice how relaxed you are on our brand new modern beds? Nicely reclined, so soft. Just notice how comfortable you feel now. Feel your weight push into the soft surface beneath you. So let's have you close your eyes for me. I want to bring you back down, ready for the next phase of this experiment. Just relax there for me, whilst we prepare a few things here. I'll be here the whole time, so please know you can feel reassured and calm, as I will continue to speak to you in my calm voice as we progressively bring you down, down and down to the next level of sedation, for phase one. Dr. Samis, could you set up the nitrous oxide, please?
Yes, doctor.
I'm going to place this small mask on your face, the band over the back of your head, just like that. Well done. We're just going to make you feel a little comfier, a little more relaxed. Like how you would feel after spending a day in the warm sunshine lying on a beach. I want you to feel that warm, relaxing feeling as we progress to the next phase of this experiment. The mask is soft and comfortable, isn't it? You can barely feel it at all. Only the best for our patients here at the specialist clinic. You really enjoyed this part last time, didn't you? Dr. Samis, the patient is now ready, I believe.
Gas flow rate set to low. 3 liters per minute, doctor.
Excellent. Now, as you lie back there comfortably in your bed, Notice how you are breathing in a nice slow rhythm, whilst the gas moves in and out of your body, making you calm, slowing your thoughts, bringing you down into a tranquil and restful state. And as you relax, let me tell you a little about nitrous oxide. It isn't just any gas, you know. It's been part of a fascinating journey, a kind of evolution in helping people unwind and reach deeper levels of comfort and peace. Many years ago, it was known as hypnogas, a name inspired by its remarkable ability to both calm the body and the mind, and allow the patient to focus deeply.
That's right. Keep breathing calmly. Slow, deep breaths. Let it do the work for you. Just let it in.
Back then, the gas was used in settings where individuals needed a little help, a gentle nudge to fully relax. Over time, people realized that it did more than just relax them. It had a way of unlocking something deeper. A kind of peacefulness, a tranquility, a focus that felt almost like a warm hug. A safe drift into a place where the usual worries just faded away. So let them fade now.
You're doing so well. Just stay calm and relaxed. Sleepy and focused.
In those early days, doctors and therapists noticed how nitrous oxide would slowly coax even the most resistant minds into a serene and focused state. Just by breathing it in, people would feel their thoughts slowing down as their minds were floating in a gentle, peaceful fog. It's unavoidable, some would say irresistible.
Breathe it in. That's right. Let it in.
Soon it gained a reputation as a unique, almost magical tool for relaxation. And that's when people began calling it hypnogas. I always thought that really captured its ability to bring a patient into a soothing state, somewhere between awareness and sleep. Can you feel that now as the gas starts to take hold, moving through your body and into your mind?
Just breathe now. Slow, gentle breaths.
As you lie there, you might notice the subtle effects as it builds layer by layer. It starts with a lightness in your chest, a loosening in your shoulders, and perhaps a soft warming around your face.
Just breathe now.
Nitrous oxide encourages each breath to be a little slower, a little deeper, inviting you to let go and drop a little deeper, just a bit more, with every exhale. Can you feel that, the way it nudges your body and your mind to relax, inviting every part of you to settle into this soft, cozy calmness? Increase the dose rate, please, Dr. Semis.
Gas flow rate set to medium, Doctor. 6 liters per minute.
That's right. Feel it now as the gas works its way deeper into your mind, spreading a gentle stillness through every part of you, almost as though time itself is slowing down. Does my voice sound slower to you as you drift there? Almost as if you're floating on soft clouds of quiet and calm. Each breath bringing you down, down, deeper and down, down into sleep, down. So sleep for me. Sleep now. Sleep. Drop and fall into this gentle trance as the gas seeps into your mind, taking hold, taking you down, drop and fall, that's right, and sleep. Dr. Samis, increase the dose rate to maximum, please.
Are you sure, Doctor?
We'll get far higher arousal levels with the increased saturation, you see, so, I understand your concerns, but it's essential we get a good sample this time. Please, if you don't mind.
Okay. I've set the rate to max, Doctor. 9 liters per minute. But I am worried the patient might drop a little too far.
They'll be just fine, don't worry. Now, you are doing so well. That's right. Breathe it in. And out. Let the gas do its work. The gas is a little strong, I know, and you are feeling so deep, but just keep breathing for me. Allow this relaxation to spread further and further. Allow your focus to stay on my voice, on my words. Let everything just disappear. Your thoughts, your mind, everything. Everything becoming blank now. All that you know are my words, and all that you hear is my voice. Listen to me. Focus so strongly on me now, and fall down. Down, down, down. Down into trance. Down into the blackness of sleep. Down, and sleep. Sleep for me. Sleep. Perfect. So deep now. Every breath taking you deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper. And fall. Fall now. That's right. Dr. Samis, would you mind preparing 20 cc of arousethine? I think the patient is ready now.
Dr. Fox, for the record, I am not comfortable with this. 20 cc's could bring arousal levels too high and leave us with no choice but to assist the patient.
I do understand your worry, Dr. Samis, but we do have the Gen Stim to take care of that. Besides, I can always provide some relief from the symptoms by hand, if required. I would really like to gain a good sample this time, though. So, if you don't mind.
Very well, Doctor. Here. 20 cc's as requested.
Perfect. Now, you may feel a little pinch in your upper thigh. It's important we administer this near your pelvic region for maximum effect. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, there, all done. It should only take a few moments to take effect. Arousethine is one of my own formulas, you know. I was on the initial research group back when we were trying to make the perfect focus and compliance drug for the military. I really shouldn't be telling you this, it's classified, but you're so deep now I feel you won't remember a word I say anyway. Especially after the sedation. It's an interesting formula. You may start to feel a little warm as the drug works its way through you. This is perfectly normal. Warm and alert. You might notice your focus increasing. Your focus on my voice and on my words as you lie there in your comfortable sleep. It's a strange feeling being so relaxed and yet so focused, compliant, docile and amenable, don't you think? Many of our test subjects found they were so focused on the voice of the doctors that they couldn't even resist the most inappropriate commands. But I will not be taking advantage of your state. I just want to measure how effective this dose is, this incredibly high dose. The levels of compliance and focus should be quite high now. Are you finding you are so relaxed and focused on my voice? on my words? So empty and compliant, submissive and subservient. You know, subs, that's what we called our patients back then during our test. Subservience. But it seems the military had no use for the effects of this drug.
Doctor, pulse increasing, levels building as expected.
Oh yes, perfect. I really should explain the name we have given this formula. You see, one of the side effects of arousethine was quite unexpected. At first, the patients would feel warm, relaxed, compliant, and focused, which is what we wanted. But then the warmth would spread and it would start to affect other parts of their bodies as it moved inwards towards their core. You may notice this shortly. Don't you worry. The formula attaches itself to the pleasure centers of your brain and starts to slowly increase genital sensitivity, arousal, and sexual lust. It's a wonder drug, some might say. Your body is already showing signs of this arousal. Can you feel the warmth spreading to your groin? The sensations building down there? Ah, yes, I can see very well indeed. An immediate response.
Arousal levels increasing, doctor. Elevated rate.
That's right. Let your body feel the sensation build now, as your nether regions are flooded with sexual hormones. That's it. Clear signs now. Look at that. Perfect. Now the dose was particularly high, so I can see the effects are coming up slightly quicker than our previous tests. This is very interesting. So interesting. Dr. Samis, look at those charts. We've not seen them quite like this before, have we? Would you mind preparing the genstim? I think we may need a little bit of help here.
Yes, doctor.
Now, whilst Dr. Samis gets that ready, I may need to intervene here. You see, if we don't address that growing arousal, it could get a little too much for you, and I worry for your mental stability. You are doing so well. It's okay, those levels are rising. This is as expected, and we have you covered, don't you worry. I'm just warming my hands for you. I don't want my touch to be too much of a shock for you.
Almost ready, doctor. Just a little longer.
Let me try and address that issue for you. Here, hands all warmed, so it should actually feel quite pleasant. More than pleasant, actually. This should feel absolutely fantastic. I'm actually rather jealous of your situation. Feel now as I gently massage the affected area, just like that. Slow, gentle caresses. I don't want to rub too hard, or it may get a little intense for you. So I'll continue with slow strokes, nice and steady. Oh my, you really are enjoying this, aren't you? I can tell. Okay, I'll keep going for a little while. Just lie back. Up and down. There you are. And if I do this, does that feel okay? I see that you quite enjoy that. Okay. Let me apply a little extra lubrication for best results here. There, right, slow and steady. I hope you don't mind me taking on this task personally. I really like to make sure my patients get the best treatment, you see. And what better treatment can I offer than my own well-practiced hands? I really do enjoy my work, you know. I think you can tell. I'll just continue to rub. Just here, is that? Oh yes, you are really enjoying that, aren't you? Wow, it's quite warm in here.
Doctor, Genstim is ready. I've set the power to low.
Perfect. Thank you, Dr. Samis. Let's get this fitted for you then, shall we? The genital stimulator, or GenStim, was actually one of Dr. Samis' inventions, taking all of the best technology from teledildonics and AI and combining them into this versatile unit. It's unbelievable. It looks a little strange, I know, but it's designed to perfectly fit any shape and size and apply just the right amount of sensation. The motors and sensors are quite unique, you know. It's an incredible piece of machinery. Now, you might feel a little tingle as I attach this just here and place this there. And just push this into here. There. Done. Oh my, look at that. It's really going to work there. Now, we only have this set to low power at the moment, as I don't want to overload your pleasure centers. You will be feeling a nice stroking and vibrating motion at the moment, building up and falling off. This pattern is designed to keep you very much on the edge, but we could leave you here all day like this, but I feel you'd go quite mad. We tried that before, actually, and... well, never mind.
Doctor! Level's rising a little too quickly. Increasing unit power.
Oh, yes, good idea. That should counter the effects nicely and bring the pleasure up to match the sensations. Thank you. I hope that's not too intense for you. Look at it, pumping away down there. I love how thirsty this device is. I always think of it as a little robot designed only for your pleasure. I can see how much you're enjoying that. There really is no hiding it, is there? The perspiration, the reddening, your gasps. Doctor, can we provide some audio stimulation through the headphones? I think our patient would really respond well to that.
Yes, doctor.
Let's boost the unit now then. Final collection taste. Dr. Samis, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm. Unit set to harvesting mode.
We need to take some fluid samples, so I will be instigating an orgastic response. This will also help counter the arousal levels that are growing and growing within you. So let's add a little more power now and ramp up that intensity. I will assist with my hands later, just to make sure we get a full output from you. We have already started collecting. You're so wet down there. It's amazing how much lubrication the body releases before an orgastic event. Just lie back and enjoy it. That's all we want from you right now. Just relax there and enjoy the sensations. Now, I can see the dose is fully absorbed into your system. Levels are at maximum saturation. I'm actually really impressed with your results so far. But I need you to go a little further now. We need this sample from you. For science, of course. I do love to watch the GenStim do its work. The pumping movements, the rotational motions, how the appendages massage all of your erogenous zones. Pushing all the right buttons, some would say. It's so hypnotic, the way it moves around your body like that. The way it seems to know exactly what will bring you closer. The way it teases and tantalizes you. You can feel the pressure building now, can't you? The device will be moving to full power soon, and there is no way you will be able to resist it then. So let go at any time. The collection system will take what it needs from you. The receptacle is ready. Pumping motions increasing and moving to a spherical massage now. That's it. Let it go, feel that pressure bursting to release, and you can release at any time you like. Our unit may run for a little while longer yet, don't worry about it. Just let it go when you're ready. I do enjoy sitting here watching my patients go through these motions, you know. The pleasure on their faces as the device does the work. I bet the combination of the arouser theme and GenStim is quite something. The way the device conforms to your needs, reading your body's reactions, your pulse, your heat, pushing and pulling applying just the right amount of suction, vibration, motion. Pumping away there like a hungry thing, needing to collect all of your juices.
It's working, Doctor. Readings are off the chart.
Perfect. If you like, I can add some additional sensation with my gloved hands. How does it feel if I provide pressure just here? That's right. How's that feel? Coming so close now, so close to release. And you can release any time you wish. My hands are on you now. The device doing its work, pleasuring you in ways you would never have imagined. So much sensation now. All of your nerves on maximum sensitivity. The building is probably too much, I know, but you can release for our sample as soon as you need, whenever you want. I don't mind. I can happily massage you like this all day. Pumping now. Pumping into you. Massaging you all over. My hands helping with providing relief. The unit working at full power. It's time. It's time now. Please, release for us. Release for us. Release now. Release and let the GenStim collect your sample. Release for me. That's right. Release it all. All of it. Perfect. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. More. More for me. More for your doctor. Come on, let it out for me. Give me your full sample. Oh, that's wonderful. So much. So much more than we expected. Are we there, Dr. Samus?
Collection complete, Doctor. We have the sample we needed. Shall I administer the anesthetic?
Yes, please, Doctor, if you don't mind. That's so much better than last time. You probably don't even remember last time, do you? And that's fine. The formula has an unexpected trait, you see. Many of my patients lose consciousness and short-term memory, but that's no bother, I'm sure. It was all on the disclaimer form. The anesthetic will sedate and calm your system, allowing everything to slow right down. Feel it start to slow your breathing now, slow your beating heart, slow everything down. Settle now, settle and relax. Let all this wash from your mind. Let the thoughts of this fall away, fall from your memory like the fall of leaves from a large judicious tree. Remembering distant memories of falling leaves, rivers and streams, moving away, ever onwards towards the ocean. Taking your memories with it to a far off place, far away. Relax now and let your body unwind. Let your mind fall back into a nice gentle trance for me. Slow down and fall. The tiredness will seep in. And that's okay. Let it in now. Fall now. Fall for me. Sleep. I'll be seeing you again soon. When you wake. For our next session. I can't.